Rabbi Yosef Kalter, B'toch Message series, sponsored by Dr. and Mrs. David Simai, the Ilui Nishmas El Yochayim, Ben Harav Chaim Yitzchok, and Oren Ben Moshe, and as a schus, the Refuah Shleima, the Gittel Bas Etel, and the Yosef Chaim Ben Miriam. We live in a world today where far too many families are suffering from children, teenagers, and even adults going, in a general sense, off the derech. Some one way, another way, some just getting less involved, some becoming disenchanted, some just being turned off, some just going through the motions, and some running as fast as they can in the opposite direction. It's a serious problem. It stems, no question, from emotional issues, whether it's too much pressure, too much guilt, not enough emotional satisfaction, not a feeling of connection or acceptance, many different emotional factors, some deeply psychological, some more superficial, but all of these, many, many more, affect the decision or the indecision, just the drift of people going off the derech. One of the first things that someone who goes off the derech has to say is he has to deny something about Yahadus, either the existence of Hashem, or Torah Sinai, or the relevance of Torah Sinai today, or something about Torah Shabbal Peh. He has to rationalize his emotional decision or emotional push to go in that direction with some type of intellectual cover. And that, of course, creates a serious problem. And unfortunately, when we attempt to argue rationally with such people and we're going to show them that we have testimony to the Maamar Har Sinai, that we have evidence of the divine authorship of the Torah, that we have a system of Torah Shabbal Peh being passed down from one generation to the next generation, accurately with a deep sense of understanding and an assurance that it will not be compromised. All of these things are very nice intellectually, but they're not talking to the issue, because the core issue is emotional. And I think one of the unusual ways, almost radical ways, of coping with this issue is to strengthen bitochen. And we have found that lecturing about bitochen, bitochen in Hashem, the power of bitochen, what it means to be able to trust in Hashem, the beneficial results that it produces, the menuchas hanefesh and the peace of mind that it engenders, to secular and maybe doubting and denying audiences who may not even be willing to admit to the existence of a Borei Olam, seems to have a tremendous impact. It seems to do something for them that's just beyond imagination. Who would have thought that they would respond in such a positive way? I believe that the reason for it is really very simple. Even though we know that you need emunah to have bitochen, because if you don't believe, then who are you trusting and why should you trust and so forth? Sometimes the bitochen can bring out that emunah, which is deeply buried in every Jewish neshama, and certainly deeply buried in any rebellious or off-the-derech individual who has been raised with a sense of appreciation or education in Yiddishkeit and has drifted and disappeared. And this bitochen brings it out because it shows benefit. It takes what appeared as burden, what appeared as hassle, what appeared as frustration, what appeared as annoyance, what appeared as so restrictive, and makes it into a benefit. Wow, if I believe and then I trust in the one in whom I believe, I have the opportunity to the two greatest gifts of life, accomplishment and achievement of my heart's desires, and Menuchat HaNefesh, peace of mind in the process. I believe that this the power of this emuna, the power, excuse me, of this bitochin, is something that we must nurture from the earliest stages of life. And not only will it draw back eventually those at risk, but it may, and it most likely will, even prevent the drift in the first place, because it provides a benefit in my emuna. It shows that my emuna can help me through life, both in getting what I want, or in helping me to get what I want, or getting closer to getting what I want, and in the peace of mind that I need throughout. And this is a tremendous benefit. It also touches on something else, on that void that we have in a connection to the Bereir. We want so much, the Neshama craves so much to reunite with the Bereir. And Bitochen is that form of connection. Bitochen, Rebbe Simcha Dzinsk in the Emes HaChokhma says that when the Torah says, Boi Sidbo, cling to Hashem, it's referring to Bitochen. That's the closest, that the trust that we have in Hashem is the cement that cements that relationship together. Trust is maybe the prominent, predominant ingredient in a relationship. So this fosters, forges, and cements that relationship. I'd like to share with you a little episode, just a little story, something that happened with a young man who was drifting, drifting, drifting off the derech, drifted very far, and really a lot of issues. Then he was faced with a crisis, and he had to get through that crisis. And in preparing for that crisis and in facing up to that crisis, he reminds himself of the lectures and of the lessons that he had learned about Bitochen and Hashem. This young man left Hashem, really hasn't dealt with him for a long time. And all of a sudden, that need brought out that memory, crystallized that concept. And before you know it, this young man was approaching his crisis situation, listening, focusing, concentrating, paying attention to, attempting to imbibe deeper insights and feelings of the Midas HaBitochen. Which beautiful scene it must have been. It was crowned, the Chasdei Hashem, by success in facing this challenge. And of course, that success confirmed the power of this Bitochen and the Menuchas HaNefesh that the individual felt in the trying situation was another massive benefit to the ability to put our trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to reap all of those benefits. No doubt that many times when a person finds the strength to put their trust, that trust is real. That trust is real enough to bring about the desired results. And that trust is real enough to engender a true Menuchas HaNefesh. And when that trust is real, the person has assurances. The Lashon of the Meiri is, HaBeiteach Bashem, Ein Techeles Shaloi Nichsavo. One who truly puts his trust in Hashem, and he's not talking about lip service, he's not talking about perfunctory engagement in the Midas HaBitochen, he's talking about a deep-rooted, heartfelt feeling. HaBitech Bashem, Ein Toicheles Shaloi Nisavo, is the Lashon of the Meiri. His hope, that which he's hoping for, that which he's awaiting, that will not be disappointed. That is the power of Bitochen. And oftentimes we're afraid to tell others about the power of bitochen. We're afraid that maybe the results will not be forthcoming, and then that might create even more doubts and more confusion in the lives of these people. Well, to that, I believe there are two answers. Number one, everyone who hears about bitochen must know that bitochen is not a song, and bitochen is not an act, and bitochen is not lip service, and bitochen is not a general superficial feeling. When we talk about trust, we talk about absolute trust. We talk about a depth of trust. We talk about a real and sincere trust. We don't talk about, well, I think, yeah, I have a little trust. I'm singing the song. Singing Shira Sabitochen. No, it's real. And when it's tested, push comes to shove, it stands up to the test. That's one lesson that they have to realize. But I think the other lesson is that oftentimes Hashem has better plans for us. And my trust will not be disappointed. Just as Mefarshim tell us that no tefillah goes away empty-handed. And if it doesn't accomplish that which I've asked for, it very likely will accomplish that which I really wanted to see in the first place. And so too, and maybe even more so, the power of bitochen. Ein teichel shaloi nichsavo. It won't be disappointed. It won't be let down. It may have to change course a little bit, because better, bigger and better things may be in store, but that power is real. And knowing that that power is real, and knowing that Hashem is full of chesed, and knowing that the only reason that he created the world was through chesed, and knowing that I can trust and rely on that chesed, allows a person to feel menuchas ha-nefesh, a menuchas ha-nefesh, which cannot be achieved in any other area, in any other activity, in any other attitude or engagement in life. So I think that the basic lessons that we should begin to work on if we wish to avoid some of the problems that are happening today are bitochen, the concept of Hashem's chesed, becoming deeply aware of Hashem's chesed, developing the ability to find the strength to have that bitochen, which can cement and solidify the emuna. I want the bitochen. I benefit from the bitochen. Therefore, the emuna is critical, and the burdens which it brings are rather privileges. We can achieve that state of being. We can inspire that state of being in our children and in others.